In the last 2 weeks, we were talking about cases where the lover does not have any money. So we first defined what does not having any money mean. That was a definition of sidur, that we leave him enough food for 30 days, clothes for a month, and the house he has to sell, unless he's going to rent it, we spoke about. And anything other than that, he has to give to the Baal Chov, to the creditor. Last week we spoke about whether, if he doesn't have the money, does he have the obligation to work? So we saw that certainly the Mava can't force him to work. That's Pashit, that's Peyosh Halacha. Even if he made a Tanai, it seems, even if he's the Lova said, I'll work if I don't have the money, that doesn't count. It's called an Asmachta. You can't force him to work, that you can't make him into an Eved. Is he allowed to work? Does he have a Chiv to work? Is he allowed to work? So that we said, the Shalom Melech said, Shalom Mishpat said it was a Machlokes Rishonim. And he concluded that we paskin like the Hagos Mordechai, who holds that the Isser becoming an Eved is to make a contract more than 3 years. If it's less than 3 years, there's no problem. And then we said, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, it could be that it's not a problem because you could quit in the middle of the job, you're not becoming an Eved, and there won't be any problems. So it seems like there certainly is a mitzvah to work to pay back the loan, even if it's going to be a little difficult. We certainly said, don't quit your job in order not to pay the creditors. That's something that would not be right. And that's what we said last week. So there's no, once again, there's no, Bezdin cannot force him, the Malbec can't force him to work, but on his own, he has a mitzvah, the Stama, to work to pay back his debts. The past few months, we talked about briefly, we've had this question, there's an Isser called that Losia Lo Kenosha, a Malv is not allowed to pressure a Lova to pay back. So that's in one of the Tarya mitzvahs. So tonight I'd like to discuss how that fits in. We're talking about someone who doesn't have money. What are the rules? What's this mitzvah, the Raisa of Losia Lo Kenosha? How does it fit in? When does it apply? When is it okay? What are you allowed to tell a Lova? What are you allowed to tell a borrower about the loan that you have outstanding? So just we'll first read the pasuk. The pasuk goes like this: Im kesef tava es ami. When you lend, right, this is one of the places where im doesn't mean if, it means when, it's a mitzvah to lend. Im kesef tava es ami, when you lend my money to my people, as for on im of someone who's poor with you, lo siya lo kenosha, don't act with him as a creditor. Lo sasimin alav neshech, don't charge interest. That we'll be speaking about in a few weeks, we'll start about interest. So that's the pasuk, lo siya lo kenosha, don't act as a creditor. Then the next pasuk says, "Im chavo tachbal samas riyacha." If you have to take a security from his clothes, "Adbel hashemesh tishivanilo," you return it to him until the sun sets. While he needs it, and then you can take it back at night. Think good he needs at night. You return to him at night. Things he needs at the day, you return to him during the day. Right, that's the pesukim in Mishpatim. Now the Gemara explains what that means. Ki aser Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, Gemara must from Metzia Ayin. Hey, on the days when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, so he said like this: from where do we know that if someone is owed a mana from his friend, he knows that he doesn't have any money, that it's also to even walk in front of him? How do we know that it's also to walk in front of someone who you know owes you money and doesn't have the money to pay you back? Talmud Lomer, the pasuk says, "Lo siya lo kenosha," don't act as a creditor to him. Right, that, this pasuk. Rav Ami, Rav Asi, Dami, Tavai, Rav Ami, Rav Asi, they bring other. They both say, "Kilu donav b'shnei dinim." If you do that, if you walk in front of him and embarrass him, like let's just say Rashi says over there, "Lo siya lo kenosha, lo sira be'eino kenosha bo." Don't look like you're trying to act as a credit, sheyira, that he'll see you v'yebosh and become embarrassed. Don't try to embarrass him. So Rav Ami and Rav Asi both said, it's kilu donav b'shnei dinim, it's like you sentenced him to two punishments. Shenamar the pasuk in Tehillim says, "Here kapta enish l'roshenu," you place this man to press us. Bonu ba'esh v'mayim, we've come into fire and water. Like when you have someone pressuring you, it's like you're stuck with fire, you're stuck with water, it's very uncomfortable. You have these both punishments. That's what Rav Ami Rav Asi said, that if someone is pushing his debtor, his lova, his borrower, the person that owes the money, to pay, it's like pressuring him with fire and water. That's what the Gemara says. This is Paskin and Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam. Like, the first thing we want to see is, what exactly is this Daraisa? What's the Daraisa? What's the Rabbanan? What are the what's the exact mitzvah over here? So the Rambam divides this into two halachas. The Rambam in Hilchos Milvah V'Lova Perek Aleph. So in Halacha Beis he says like this: Kolanogesh es Kolanogesh es ha'ani. That's a misprint over there. Anyone that pressures an ani, who yodeya she'eino, and he knows he doesn't have money. He knows he doesn't have anything to return to him. Over below sasa, he violates a low sasa, one of the tayyag mitzvahs, al tia lo kenosha. Then in the next halacha, the Rambam says like this: Aser lo adam laharis lo valchavo. It's prohibited for a person to show in, to be seen in front of his valchav. Bezman she yadei asheinah, when he knows that the lova doesn't have the money. Afil laver lefan, even to pass in front of him, shelo yachida, not to scare him, o yachlimo, not to embarrass him, even without saying the words, give me back the money, just to walk in front of him in a way that's going to embarrass him, that's aser also. But the Lechem Mishnah's Medayik, if you look at these two halachas, right, the halacha, with the first halacha, halacha beis, he said, anyone that pressures him to pay, you give me the money back already, he's over below sase. If he walks in front of him, so then he says it's usher. He doesn't say he violated a commandment or a negative or a low sase. It just says it's usher. It's usher to do. So the Chemishah is medayik. Why didn't the Rambam put the two together? It must be that the isser do raisa is to pressure him, they give me the money, and you know he doesn't have the money. He feels bad. Like, I wish I could give you the money. I don't have the money. And you're pressuring him, and you're embarrassing him, and making him feel bad. That's the isser d'oraisa. To walk in front of him, that's only d'rabbanan. That's an isser. It's not a lo sase, it's just an isser. What do you do with the Gemara? The Gemara said, the Gemara brought this pasuk in the case of not walking in front of him. Right? So he says that two answers. First of all, the fact that Gemara didn't say, the Gemara just said, why did the Gemara say, minayin over below sasei? How do you know someone that walks by the person, he's over below sasei? Just then, how do you know it's aser? So tamalamar, lo siyo kenosha, that's only an asmachta. That part, to walk in front, is only an asmachta. This is a raisa, to go pressure him, pay me already. And you know he doesn't have the money. The asmachta is, the rabbanan is, and also to even walk in front of him, because that also is embarrassing. A second teret, he says, Inami, he says, if you recall, the Gemara says, Rameh Rav Asi, they said another pasuk. So it's, when we learn the Gemara, it looks like they're just adding another extreme problem with walking in front of this person, making him feel bad. It's like walking in front of fire, pushing him into fire and water. The Lechem Mishnah says, it could be the Rambam holds that they're arguing with Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi said it's from the pasuk. It's Losia Kolanosha, Rav Ami and Rav Asi. No, it's like a passing to Hillim. It's a bad thing to do. It's Aser, but it's not a low sase. And anyway, that's what the Lechem Mishnah says. The Lechem Mishnah says that this is a raisa, is to pressure him, give me the money, to walk in front, which will memela. It's just an incidental embarrassment that it causes him. That's only Durabana. Now the Kesef Kedoshim, the Put Chacher, he goes even further. He wants to say the whole thing is only drabbanan. Even the pressuring is only drabbanan. Because he says, what's the isser itself? He says, the atzmi is al isser, this is the lashon, the etzim isser, the isser itself, that's only on the next pasuk of lo yovel beis alavad avoto. Right? The pasuk, don't act like a creditor, don't take his security from him, and don't walk into his house. That's what the isser is. The whole halacha of not pressuring paying someone to pay, that's only drabbanan. He says the whole thing's only drabbanan. Right? So it's like we have different, like it's three possibilities. I mean, there's three possibilities over here. According to the Pashup Shan in the Gemara, and it could be the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch, I'll just read the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch Pasin Sadi Zayin said, Beis also lingos as a lova lefroa kishiyadeya she'en lo. It's also to pressure him when you know he doesn't have the money. But people haris lo also, even to show and walk in, to show yourself in front of him is also. Vimneishu nichlam birosa lamav, because he gets embarrassed when he sees the mav, and he order maseg is lefroa, and he doesn't have the money to pay. Right, so the Shulchan Aruch puts the two together. So you could say the Shulchan Aruch puts the two together because they're both the Araisa. Losia Kenosha, don't embarrass a borrower if he doesn't have the money, either by saying "Where's my money?" That's embarrassing, or by walking in front of him and you know and like showing and making him feel bad. Those are the two ways that you're open to the Araisa. The Kesef Kedoshim, the Butchasha only goes the other extreme. He says no, they're both the Rabbanon. Because the Doraisa is only Lo Siyaka Nosha, don't act like a creditor and take securities from him and walk into his house like you're his boss, you're his owner. That's what you can't do. But to ask him to pay, that's only Durabanan, and then it's certainly to walk in front of him is Durabanan. Remember, Chemishna is the dike from the Rambam, that to pressure him to pay, that's the Doraisa, that's also the Doraisa, Lo Siyaka Nosha. The walking in front, that's the Asmach, but that's the Durabanan. Now, we'll see that there's a Nafkamina in halacha, whether you could possibly nafkamina, whether it's deraisa or derabanan, in what the case. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, in this yashin hadavar, if it's already an old loan already, uhurgul the kach, and you know, they're used to bumping into each other all the time, achainlo tsaru busham, he said, there's no pain, and no mental anguish or embarrassment by seeing him, v'amava ein kavanasa letzaru levaisho, and the mava doesn't have in mind to embarrass him, ein isser is a there is no issur in walking in front of it. Right? That's I think a clear halacha. The shaila though is supposed you haven't reached. So anyway, that's what they bring. If you're chavrusas and you meet, they want to say the same thing as by we'll talk about ribbis. You can't if someone lends you money, you can't do them any special favors. But suppose you would do it anyway. Right, so anything you would do anyway, so you can do even though he lent you money. So same thing over here. Anything you would do anyway, you learn with him. You go borrow, you know, I borrow a cup of sugar. You know, always you borrow. You can make him feel. So if you're doing it because you want to say borrow, you know, you say it very loud. So that could be a problem. But if you're just getting sugar, so then you know that's a normal thing. That wouldn't be an issur.
So this horrible
is with a loan, or after the loan? This is after the loan. And we'll see, this all we're all talking here after the loan is due.
So the first couple times is this or not?
Right, or it could be that, you know, he came to you and, you know, it was just uncomfortable the first couple times when the, you know, the due date came to look, I'm sorry, I don't have the money. Okay, well, let's learn anyway. You know, the first couple times it might have been embarrassing, but then he got used to it, so there's certainly no problem anymore. Now, suppose he hasn't gotten used to it yet, and you need to go to the store. Right, you're going to Shopsies and you see him in the store. He's not buying anything, I guess. But you see him in the street. is there a chiyuv for you not to go? Like you want to get gas, right? And you see him on the street. You have to, you know, turn your car the other way so he doesn't see you. How far does this go that you can't walk in front of him? Right. So Pisri Choshen, Mishpatei Torah, they all have the shy of the weather. You have to really go out of your way, literally, do you have to go out of your way not to appear in front of him, or is this just mean don't walk in front of him bedafka? So they have a suffix, they're not to be medical, but this Imre Yaakov, this peerish we got on the Baal Tanya's Shulchan Aruch HaRav on Kosher Mishpat, he says an interesting svara. He wants to say, since it seems according to most poskim, if not all poskim, the walking in front of him is only a derabanan. At most, it's the pressuring is the deraisa, but like Lech HaMishnah was medayik from the Rambam, just the walking in front, that's just an issur, that's just a derabanan. So, if you drive your car down his street, then you need to get there because you need to go visit someone next door. So, will he be embarrassed if he sees you? Will he not be embarrassed if he sees you? You don't know, you're not sure. It's a suffix. And you don't have kavana to embarrass him. You just want to visit the next door neighbor. You want to get kids. You want to go to the store. You want to do something else. So it's like a darvishayna miskavin and an isser derabanan, where it's not a psik reisha, because he's not for sure going to be embarrassed. And it's only an isser derabanan to walk in front of him. And since you don't have kavana to embarrass him. So even if he would get embarrassed, it was a davar sheinim miskaven. He didn't have any kavanah to embarrass him, and the whole thing was an issur d'rabbanan, and it wasn't for sure he was going to get embarrassed. So that's why he wants to say you could be meikel. And like I said, they also pisichoshin and mishpat shara are noted to be meikel also. So this issur, the pashas is that, like you, what you would do, you know, he owes you the money, and you want to embarrass him and just, you know, walk in front of him, maybe, you know, take the pushka and jingle the thing around. You know, you want to do things that are trying to embarrass him. So that's what the issur is. But if you're walking Kafi Tumah, you're going somewhere and he's a chasana and you give him mazel tov and shalom aleichem, and certainly if it's like the Aruch HaShulchan says things that they're already used to, it's already, you know, he was in default and he just doesn't have any money, so you don't have to stay away from him forever. So that's
all of this assumes that the lender knows for sure the borrower does okay. not have
so to let's turn to the next side of the page.
Two.
Okay, now what happens if you don't know whether he doesn't have the money? You have a suffix. If you look at the lesson of the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, they all said v'hu yodeya she'ein lo. It's utter when you know he doesn't have the money. Suppose you're not sure. The time is up. The loan was for 30 days. The 30 days is up. You might have heard he had other times, but you don't know. Does he have money? Doesn't? You're not sure. So, once again, the Kesef Kedosh, he's a Ma'arich in this halacha. He has a lot on this. So, the Buchacher says, the issue is, you know he doesn't have any money, and you're going to pressure him. But if you just ask him, look, you know, you owe me the money, do you have the money? That's not pressuring. At the end of the 30 days, do you have the money? You know, the time is up, and you want to just have the information. So then he says, there's no kapeda. It's only the issue is if you know, you heard that he's lost everything, he doesn't have a penny left, and then you go and they say, okay, give me my money, pressure him. So that's where the issue is. If you're not sure, there's no problem. Why don't we say it's a suffix, the rice of the chumrah? Asking him for the money, according to the Lechem Mishnah, was an isidur raisa. Right, just walking was the drabana. But ask him, do you have my money? The time is up. That's an isidur raisa. So why don't we say suffix, the rice of the chumrah? And Chizkin also suggested this as an issue, that we should say suffix, the rice of the chumrah. So.
Anyhow, it's
always the suspect, right? Right.
Okay,
well, let's assume it's the right. I mean, Pasha's. Okay, you're right. But if it is a derisa,
that's the chesed of the
iser. Okay, according to the Lechem Mishnah, well, so how does the Lechem Mishnah understand the Rambam?
Because that's the
chesed
of the iser.
Right, right. That's the way they're saying. The iser is, and the medayik, they say it different ways. It says, in kesef tavas ami es ha'oni imach los yela kanosha. If you know that he's poor, if you know that he's an ani, he has no money now, then los yela kanosha, you can't be a nosha. But if you don't know he's an ani, you're not sure, so then that's one way of saying there's no issue. The other way of saying this is to pressure him, but here you're just asking for information. I'm not pressuring you. Don't worry if you don't have the money. I understand. I'll give you more time. I know the, you know, you're not clear to give me the money if you don't have it. I just want to know, remind you. Maybe you forgot about the loan. I don't know if you forgot about it. I don't know. I'm making myself available. If you don't want to have to write the check and mail it, I'm right here for you. Right? You don't know. So that's not an issue. I just want to say, though, the Fitzchi Choshen brings from the Pella Yoetz that he seems to say that if it's you're not sure, it's usher to ask him, because you know that it might be a suffix deraisa. But most of the poskim say it's no problem. This new sefer Avolah Halacha says also you're just reminding him, you're not pressuring. That's I think the nature of the issue. The nature of the issue is don't embarrass. That's what Rashi says on the spot. The Rambam says on the spot. Shulchan Aruch, don't embarrass him. Asking someone to pay when the time is up, that's not an embarrassment. Just look, if you don't have, don't worry, you're just calm down. You're just asking, that's not an issue. Now, what's it mean he doesn't have money? Right. So far we said that the issue is probably daraisa to ask him, to pressure him, walking in front of Rabbanan, and if he's already used to it, or it's a suffix, whether it'll be a problem, you have to go there anyway, so then it's no problem. If you have a suffix, if he has money or not, so then, also there doesn't seem to be an issue as long as you're not pressuring, you're just asking for information and reminding him. Maybe he forgot. But what is the definition of not having money? Like, what's it mean, im ein lo? What's the Russian? Who yodea she ein lo? What's it mean that ein lo? He doesn't have money.
Maybe he can make a partial payment.
Well, if he can make a partial payment for sure, then there's no issue because you're asking for a partial payment. But ein lo means he doesn't have anything. If he owes you $10,000 and he has $5,000, he certainly has the right to ask him for the $5,000 or the $550. But what's it mean, ein lo?
Ein lo is zero.
Zero.
Nothing to pay.
Nothing at all. But how does that fit in, though, with, remember, we have these laws of Sidur. Suppose he has food for 30 days and clothes for a year and a house, which we said maybe he should rent out or sell the Sidur. Like, how far does it go? So, here also the Kesef Kedoshim says that if he has a little bit more than Sidur, right? He has more than food than 30 days worth and more clothes than a year's worth, so then there's no issue because that he has money. We're talking where I'll just read his lashon. Kol shekfi seder ze ein biyadu l'fro klal. If after you make this seder, then he has no money left, right? After you've given him his basic needs, then aser l'tova, then it's aser to ask him for the money. Masha enkin lasa seder v'alchol. But if you're just first making the seder to see if he has the money, then yesh l'tova, you have all the right in the world to be a tovei him. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says the same thing, that if you have more than those minimal amounts that we give a Baal Chov, and he doesn't want to pay back the loan, you can force him, even by hitting him, to a basin, you won't be violating the Isra of becoming a Losiel or Kenosha. Now, this Divrei Mishpat, one of these other new collections of Sfarim, he wants to say, so nowadays in Eretz Yisrael, he says, most people in Eretz Yisrael own a dira. One way or the other, they all own a dira. So they might not have any money, but since our PC door, they would have to either sell the dira or rent it out. So he wants to say this whole halacha will be very rare nowadays, because the whole halacha, Eino, doesn't mean he has no money in the bank. It means he has no assets. And if he has a house, then he has assets with which he could pay the loan. That's something that he does have. And therefore, in most cases, he says you wouldn't have any iser. The Pesach Choshen must go even further. He wants to be vedaik from Shulchan Aruch Harav later. In the parentheses, he adds that even if he just has those bare minimum of seder, he just has 30 days of food and 12 months of clothes, even then you could pressure him. Ainlo means he has nothing at all. If he has that, you can pressure him. He's allowed to be kept. That's the halacha. That's what the Bezin will leave him. But you have a right to pressure. He has some property. He should be able to take it. So I don't know if we should go that far. I mean, the Shulchan Aruch Rav Kes Kedoshim seems just saying, leave him this Kedai Sidur that he's entitled to. If he has more, then you have a right to pressure him for that. This Bezin Laharoi from Mansi has a tshuva. They quote Zichron Shmuel Teubenfeld that he wanted to say, right, we learned last week, right, once again, that Bezin can't force the lover to work to pay for the loan. But there was a machlokus, we want to say it's a machlokus. But Shai Mishpat wanted to say whether he has his own mitzvah to work to pay back the loan. So he wants to say, certainly according to the poskim who hold, and which is the way we seem to poskim, that there's a mitzvah for the lova to work. So then, what's he going to say? I don't have any money, I'm not paying you. Yeah, but you have a mitzvah to work. So I'm allowed to tell you, look, you have a mitzvah, you owe me money, go work and pay me the money. So certainly then, this halacha wouldn't apply. It's a chiddush, that's what he's saying. But then he goes even further. He says, even according to those, I want to say that he has no mitzvah to work because he can't become an eved. It'll be like him being forced to work. He says, even according to them, there could be it could be mutter to ask him to pay because he has a way to pay back the loan. Ain lo is that he can't work, he's sick in bed and he can't do anything. But as long as there's some physical way that he could pay back, even though he might not have a mitzvah, he wants to say the mitzvah, the iser doesn't apply. Because he's able-bodied and he could work harder or get a job, but he doesn't have a job, and therefore he wants to say there is no Isser in such cases. So it comes out that we really knocked out this Isser pretty cleanly. That's like going to be very rare. We're talking about someone who has no money at all. I mean, it could happen, I guess, but someone who has no money, doesn't have a house, doesn't have any assets, just 30 days of food and a year's worth of clothes for himself, and not the rest of his family, yes, and if they have, that's extra. And someone who can't work. Like, based on this other tshuva, if either of those applies, so then you're allowed to pressure him and say pay back. And like we said all along, this, there's no issue in reminding him. That's, we're just talking the pressure. That's where the issue is. And they're saying as long as he has some assets or he can work, that's not called pressuring. But just to know the other side of the pendulum, this safer havolah halacha, he wants to say that we have to be makbid more. He wants to say that the whole din of stivdor and all these different rules, that's what the way the bezin treats someone. The bezin leaves him a certain amount of food, a certain amount of clothing. That's the bezin's business. Your personal halacha towards the lover, that could be more chomer. You know he doesn't have the money to pay, even though he has a house, even though he has, you know, the minimal requirements, even more than Sidor. He wants to say that it could be that, I don't know, he brings some different Rishonim, the Urayim, the different Rishonim, he wants to be the Medayikin, that the halachas of Al Tia Kenosha go, are more chomer than the halachas of Sidor and just Amor. And even could be he's an Oni in Lagabi Tzedakah, but when it comes to Sidor, when it comes to paying, you have to, you'd be right to, it'd be the wrong thing to pressure, be right to give him some time.
It's bigger pressure than taking Bezin on him.
What do you mean?
The cedar is done by the bezin. He has to go to bezin to the rain to get the cedar. So that's the biggest pressure of all, getting bezin involved.
Yeah, so they're also, you're not pressuring, and they're, we're just saying, do you have the money or not? That we said, you do you have the money? I can ask you, so, and I can have the bezin involved and see if you have the money. Now, once bezin decides there's no money, so now I can't go back to you and say, okay, you owe me money still, what do you want? Bezin already worked it out, and I don't have the money, and that's it. Right? That's what most of them are saying. The Havalah Halacha saying even if you still have stuff left after the Bezin went and did the Seder and you still have your house, they left you with the house for some reason. So where these are the most poskim of the contemporary poskim were saying you could pressure them to sell the house, go start working, the Havalah Halacha wants to say that it could be whether it's the rice or the rabbanon or just a nice thing, you know, to push something, someone into bankruptcy might not be a nice thing. Maybe he's talking al chesed, but anyway, I put him down. But the main halachas, and it's the Keskedash Meshulchan Arav, certainly say clearly, once he has anything more than the Sidor, which is a very, very small amount of assets, you know, how many suits does he need to last for a year, and how much food is it for 30 days, you know, once he anything past that, you can start pressuring him. So that's what they hold. So once again, this is all talking after the loan is up. What happens before the loan is up? You see that things are going poorly for him, and you're worried if you wait till the end of the 30 days or the end of the six months, he's not going to have any money left. So can you ask him for the money? So this isn't really a seal of Kenosha. This is really a different issue. We'll just bring it in here because just to have a hekif of the sugya, because over here the issue is if I lend you money for 30 days, so you have rights over me, you have rights over that money. It's like shava kesef. You have rights to keep this money for the 30 days, the 60 days, the 6 months. You have that right. Do I have a right? Do I have any way that I can force you to relinquish those rights because I see things going bad? So there was a halacha in Shulchan Aruch Siman Ayin Gimel that if you see that the lov is wasting his money, you see that he's, you know, throwing it out and, you know, giving away money to, and Bezin sees that. So then Bezin has the right to put an injunction on his property and make sure he doesn't keep on giving out property. The Yamshel Shlomo says that's only talking when he's being mevazvez, when he's wasting his money. The Yamshel Shlomo of Avakama says if things are just going poorly, that business is bad, he's not doing anything wrong, he's doing the best he can, but there's a recession and business is bad, people stop traveling, whatever business he's in, and that's why things look very bleak on the future of collecting. So then you have no right to get your money early. That's his lashon is. It's they don't have rachmanis. He's becoming an ani. He's honest. He's not doing anything wrong. It's certainly aser to be taveyan before the 30 days is up, before the time is up. Then he brings a raya. He brings a raya because we know the halacha is if you lend someone money for 10 years, and you know Shemitah is going to cancel it when the Shemitah comes along. So the Gemara says you can't be taveyah and before Shemitah to pay me back because Shemitah is going to cancel it. You can write a proposal, but you can't be toveya him sooner. Why? We see, because even he's not doing anything wrong, Shemitah's coming, and when the lov is not doing anything wrong, you can't ask for the money sooner. So same thing over here. He has 60 days. In the meantime, he might go bankrupt and not have a penny left, but he's not doing anything wrong. It's no different than Shemitah coming in, canceling the loan. Here, my business is going bad, and that's going to take away his money. That's the Yamshel Shlomo's raya. The Shach says there's no raya from there because by Shemitah, when you let them go on for 10 years, you're not so dumb that you know that in 7 years Shemitah's going to come and you still agreed to give him the loan. So now what are you expecting? What did you expect when you expected that he'll be like most people, that he won't pay back the loan, but he'll say, look, I can't pay back the loan, I'll give you a present. He said, no, I don't want it. No, I want it to have the present. You know, he'll be honest with you. Now you're getting a little bit of second thoughts about him, so that's too late. You agreed already in the beginning to give him the loan for the 10 years with Shemitah coming, but when you gave him the $10,000 for 6 months, and he said, look, I need just to buy some merchandise, but then all of a sudden there's a big downturn and no one's buying it, so you might think that maybe now you could be Teveyat sooner. And the Shach, though, says even though it's no Raya from there, he agrees with the Halacha that you can't ask for the money sooner. He says even the Halacha Mevaz basis of the Machlokas were showing him whether you can take it early. So it's enough that Shulchan Aruch says when he's wasting the money you can collect early, but to go that far to say that because things are going bad to take it early, you just have to, you know, that's Min HaShemayim, there's nothing you can do about it. Then may Baruch on the spot there does bring a rush to Tzmashva that you could take it early if he's losing the money, but you know, it's hard to argue with the Shach Yamshel Shlomo. So here also, though, the Havolah Halacha says we're talking in collecting the loan. You can't try to get the money from him. He has rights to have this money for 60 days, even if there's not going to be anything left at the end. But suppose you know things are tough and you see that he's busy, has tears. He says you're certainly allowed to remind him and say, look, you know, you should know, another week from now the loan is up. I'd like you to, you know, the check, because I need it. Right? That's something you're allowed to do. You're reminding him. You're not collecting. The issue is to collect the money, but certainly he says there's no issue to remind a person before the time that he should worry about getting the loan. It's no osia kolonosha, because you're not pressuring him. It's adarav, but it's no pressure at all now, because you can't collect from me. I have another week to go. I have another 5 weeks to go. There's no pressure on him. You're just reminding him, so that's no problem. And one last thing is whether this applies to other debts. We've been talking about loans. Does it apply to the painter, and he paints your house, and then he doesn't get paid, and he knows that the Baal HaBayis doesn't have the money? How far can he go to pressure him to get the money? So the pashas is that these halachas don't apply to other things. It's a pasuk, it's a derech sakasa to buy loans, not by any other debt. That's what the Kesef Kedoshim says. Mishpatei Torah, the Kesef Kedoshim though concludes ulai mikomokam yeshli zohir, maybe even in other debts it's proper to be zohir and not to pressure a person, even though it's a schirus or some other type of debt. So to review, we've seen that there is this iser al sielo kenosha. The Gemara says from that pasuk, not only can't you pressure the person, you can't even walk in front of him, which will cause him embarrassment. Right? So is it deraisa or derabanan? So we said the pashas from the Rambam, it seems that pressuring him, giving the money back, this is once again talking after the loan is the time period is finished, the time is up, and you go to him, he doesn't have the money, but I want the money, and you keep on pressuring, that's an issa d'oraisa. To walk in front of him, that's an issa d'rabbanan. because there also he's getting embarrassed by you walking in front of him. That's also a wrong thing to do. If he's already used to it, it's been a long time, or you're not sure whether it's going to, you're going there anyway, and it's a suffix whether it'll embarrass him, or even if it's pretty sure it'll embarrass him, but you need to go there. So there we found kulos that since it's only drabanan, that shouldn't be a problem. This iser was only if you know he doesn't have the money. If you're not sure, even though you might say it's a suffix there, iser l'chumra, the poskim don't seem to look at it that way. They seem to look at the taychuk the iser as don't pressure someone who you know doesn't have the money because he's poor. That's what you can't do if you're not sure. You're just asking him to pay. So according to most poskim, we said except for this fellow Yoweth, according to most poskim, there's no iser. The time is up, and now you're just asking, okay, you owe me the money. You don't have to suspect, well, maybe he things went bad and I shouldn't ask him, because then you'll never end up getting the loan. Maybe he forgot, and if you can't go to him and he forgot, how are you ever going to get it? So if you don't have reason to think that he has no money, there's certainly no iser. We said a big kula in this iser, according to many poskim, was that what's it mean he has no money? That means he has no money more than those very minimal requirements that we Avez and leaves him. 30 days of food, 12 months of clothing, and also where he has no way of working. If he can work, or he has a house, he has some type of property, so then it could be that we Avez and won't force him to give it up for whatever reason. We spoke about the different minhagim there might be, but you have no iser in asking for the money. He has a house and I have my needs, you have my money, I want you to pay, you have a mitzvah to pay me. Then there would be no problem in bothering him, except for that one contemporary who wants to say that it could be. But most of the poskim said that if he has more than that minimal, or he has the ability to work, that chiddush from Zichron Shmuel, so then you have no iser in pressuring him even. This whole thing applies only, like we said, after the time is up. If the loan is not up yet, he has all the right in the world to keep the money. Unless he's wasting it, then you can be tavei sooner. But if he's not doing anything wrong, just things are turning bad, business is bad, so then you can't be tavei sooner. To do so would even be vicious, because if everyone sees they bring down, if people see that the creditors are coming and taking the money early, and so no, who's going to give him merchandise, who's going to give him any credit? So do that would be very wrong. You might end up losing your money. The same thing happens. Shemitah, you lose your money. You know, it's min hashamayim. What can you do? He has the right. This was your mazel that you lent it to someone. You gave him the right to your money, and he has no way to pay back. Hopefully, one day he will pay back. You know, we did see that Rebbe Baruch said there might be a way to stop him, but pashtus is before the time is up, there's nothing you can do except watch your money go floating away. There's not much you can do about that. And then we saw that it seems like this halacha applies only by loans, not by other debts that someone can owe you. There, pashtus, you could pressure him, except he has kedoshim concludes ulayim b'mokum yeshli zohir, and in that case, it could be that you could pressure him.